This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the central bank reports a mild economic recovery has commenced and predicts moderate or modest economic growth for this year overall. The Ministry of Education reports things generally went smoothly as more than 3,000 children sat the common entrance exam. Head of the COVID-19 isolation facilities condemns fake news concerning the local fight against COVID, and Philip J. Pierre officially sworn in as St. Lucia's new Prime Minister. With your details, I'm Carol Toppin. The Barbados Central Bank says a mild economic recovery has commenced and is predicting modest economic growth for this year overall. This has been disclosed by Central Bank Governor Cleviston Haines delivering the economic review for the first half of the year.
Preliminary data suggests that the economic recovery has started with the ongoing weakness of the tourism industry, the non-traded sectors, which were particularly hard hit in the corresponding quarter a year ago, served as the principal source of modest growth during the second quarter. Despite these gains, private sector spending remains well below pre-COVID levels.
The central bank governor also pointed out that the economic recovery was held back as the tourism sector remained depressed due to the prolonged nature of the COVID-19 pandemic, which caused more lockdowns and travel restrictions to be imposed overseas. As a result, tourism arrivals for the first half of the year was almost 90% lower than the same period a year earlier.
The moderate growth was not enough to offset the very weak performance of the tourism sector in the first quarter, and preliminary indicators suggest that activity for the first half of the year was 9% lower than for the same period in 2020. Activity in the tourism sector remains subdued. In the second quarter, a partial resumption of airlift facilitated over 11,000 long-stay tourist arrivals compared to only 980 tourists for the corresponding period a year earlier. The modest increase in arrivals were not sufficient to offset the virtual absence of visitors in the first quarter, however, and arrivals for the first half of the year were 88% lower than for the same period of 2020.
Mr. Haines expects the Barbados economy to achieve growth of up to 3% this year, hinging on the expected tourism recovery.
Barbados expects to benefit from the resumption of global activity, and our relative success in managing the virus so far encourages optimism that we will register a mild recovery during 2021 and create a platform for sustainable growth over the medium term. The bank has left its economic growth forecast unchanged at between 1 and 3% for 2021.
Central Bank Governor Cleviston Haines. Chief Education Officer Joy Adamson says today's Barbados Secondary School's entrance examination went smoothly with only a few minor hiccups. Mrs. Adamson reported or updated the media during a press briefing at St. Leonard's School following the exam.
So far, all reports have indicated that there were no major issues at any of the centers. We didn't have any reports of students falling ill or anybody being in any way disadvantaged from the center. We had a few persons turning up and their names were not on the registration list, but we amended all of that, and those children in no way would be disadvantaged. They were allowed to actually write the examination.
Chief Education Officer Joy Adamson. Meantime, after the exam, both students and parents, speaking to our Bernardo Corbin outside one of the examination centers, the St. Michael School, seemed relieved that it was all over.
It wasn't that challenging for me. Well, I know the math was easy for me because my strong suit is math. And the English, it wasn't that hard as well. I'm hoping to pass for Harrison College.
Me, I was nervous. He was very calm. So, you know, I take my leave from him. I'm confident that he did well. He worked really, really hard.
It was pretty easy and I didn't have any trouble with it.
I prayed with him this morning. And whatever school he passed for would be accepted.
However, speaking this morning at the Coleridge and Parry School in St. Peter, another one of the exam centers, at least one parent said he felt the exam should have been further delayed while other parents took it in stride.
I don't think exam should have been today. I think God that the exam should have been left to next year. Most children don't grasp the concept of what had to be done in the classroom, and teachers were way behind because the COVID pandemic, we got to take them things into consideration. You can't force or impose things on children. And yet young, you still got to develop them before they actually get to secondary school.
We know they had a hard time for the last couple of months, but Yes, but do their best.
As I told him, do your best, whatever it may be. That's all I'm interested in.
Manager of isolation facilities, Dr. Corey Ford, has tried to set the record straight about the number of people at the isolation facilities who are vaccinated. Dr. Ford told journalists today that one person who is vaccinated is in the primary care facility. However, he adds that the person had underlying issues.
We have a total of persons who are fully vaccinated in terms of isolation. We have a total of 23 who live in Barbados. We have 3 who live overseas. Of that 23, 14 of them have traveled and returned to Barbados. And that's interesting because then only a total of 9 persons actually did not travel. We have a total of 3 persons in tertiary who are partially vaccinated and a total of 27 persons in total who are unvaccinated. The other 18 in tertiary are children. In our secondary isolation area, we have no persons in there who are vaccinated. There are, however, in there 3 partially vaccinated adults and 15 unvaccinated adults and 2 children. In our primary isolation area, we have 1 patient who is vaccinated.
Dr. Ford expressed displeasure about what he says is inaccurate information on social media regarding the facility.
I think it's very hard sometimes when we see things on social media that are inaccurate or not true. And it really hurts the staff. I spent a long time yesterday speaking to many of the staff members because people felt a bit discouraged by some of the things that have been said. Barbadians need to be, and I say it without any sort of reservations, Barbadians need to be extremely proud of this COVID management facility. This is a state-of-the-art facility. I have had letters, I know, being sent to the Prime Minister about people's experiences from tourists from across the globe coming to this facility, recognizing the dedication of the staff.
Manager of Isolation Facilities, Dr. Corey Ford. And international coffee chain Starbucks will be officially opening its first branch in Barbados this week. The outlet, located at Haggard Hall in St. Michael, is managed by Caribbean Coffee Traders Limited and has around 15 employees. Minister of Commerce Kerry Simmons said he's excited about the employment opportunities the company could bring, especially given the current economic climate.
This enterprise will begin with about 15-odd Barbadians, and if you get as many more as I'm hoping you will have dotted around the island, Simon, and your ambitions, I will not disclose now, but your ambitions may be a little bit too conservative, but we will get there.
That's Minister of Commerce Kerry Simmons. And Philip J. Pierre has been officially sworn in as Prime Minister of St. Lucia.
I, Philip Joseph Pierre, being appointed Prime Minister, do swear that I will, to the best of my judgment, at all times, when so required, freely give my counsel and advice to the Governor General or any other person for the time being lawfully performing the functions of that office for the good management of the public affairs of St. Lucia.
Mr. Pierre says his new government is on a rescue mission and aims to unite the country.
The country needed to be rescued from the abyss into which it was plunging. The majority of you accepted my offer to lead that rescue mission. So I offered to do so with a team of 15 men and women, representing an excellent blend of experience and youthful energy. The full rescue team also includes you, the people. As Prime Minister, I promise to be Prime Minister not for some of the people, but for all the people.
The 66-year-old Mr. Pierre led his St. Lucia Labour Party to a landslide victory, winning 13 of the 17 seats in Parliament. Recapping the headlines. The central bank reports a mild economic recovery has commenced and predicts modest economic growth for this year overall. The Ministry of Education reports things generally went smoothly as more than 3,000 children sat the common entrance exam. The head of the COVID-19 isolation facilities condemns fake news concerning the local fight against COVID, and Philip J. Pierre officially sworn in as St. Lucia's new Prime Minister. You've been listening to the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. I'm Carol Toppin. Good evening.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.